Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're kicking off this week's daily editorials with an update from SK Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ESK and on the OTCQX under the symbol ESKYF. Shad and I are chatting with the technical advisor and director, Quentin Henney. Now, Quentin, following up on a news release that came out about mid last week, it was September 16th, it outlines two new large VMS systems at this consolidated SK project. These systems are called the New York VMS system and the Vermilion system. Now, both of these, they're in different locations on the site. So this New York system, it's at the north end of the Eastern Anticline, about 7 kilometers east of the SK Creek mine. And Vermilion, that is about 2 kilometers east of SK's C10 target. Quentin, what more information can you give us on these two new large VMS systems, please?
Yeah, look, both of these systems sit in the same stratigraphy as the SK Creek mine. They're both part, basically, of the same, we'll call it camp of VMS here. And everybody knows that VMS deposits almost universally occur in clusters. You know, the camps around the world, you look at any given camp, you might have, a few up to a few dozen VMS in any given district. That's how they form on the seafloor. You know, we can go down to submersibles today, look on the seafloor, and we can see where there are hot spring systems coming up from the ocean floor, multiple vents, and just like you would see at, say, Yellowstone Park or something like this. So this is, it's not, I guess, that big of a surprise to find a cluster of these. But what's really nice is that these are big systems that have been found. They've been identified here recently. Thomas Monicky, who is helping us, he's a professor at Carr School of Mines, did his dissertation at SK Creek. He knows this country. He knows the type of deposit very well. And he helped evaluate these two targets. In fact, they made the discoveries boots on the ground while he was up there recently. The New York target in the north appears to be closely associated with a rhyolite sequence, very similar to the SK rhyolite, which is just a short distance away. That's very encouraging. We already know from Blegg sampling, there's a huge gold anomaly there, and it's associated with highly elevated arsenic and elevated silver and antimony and so forth. So we know that it has the same kind of geochemistry as the SK Creek area. This is a remarkable discovery because it's basically a direct analog. It's right at the north end of the East Anticline. Well, SK Creek's right at the north end of the SK Anticline, the middle Anticline. All right, so this is very exciting. We think we might have a replicate of the SK Creek deposit. Now, down at C10 nearby, we found, the Vermilion outcropping VMS system. It was not too far from Spearhead. It, again, is an area where the stream sediment samples, Blegg samples, say there is a screaming gold anomaly. And, they wanted answers. Why is this gold anomaly here? Well, a little boots on the ground activity in an area where the snow has recently receded has revealed an outcropping VMS, a very thick VMS that seems to be in the upper Hazelton rocks, just like SK Creek and everything else we're dealing with here. So once again, it's remarkable to make discoveries like this. But again, I think we're seeing the emergence of a VMS camp.
Yeah, Quentin, it's pretty exciting, especially if they could be analogs of the SK Creek deposit, and you got three of them now instead of just one. So it looks like on the New York, you're doing some groundwork and doing some samples and maybe doing some mapping. And then over at Vermilion, it says you're actually ready to start potentially drilling it soon. So maybe walk us through what the exploration game plan is going to be on both systems.
Sure. Up in New York, we do not have a drill permit in place. If we did, I think we would be up there in about 2 heartbeats. But we don't. So what we're going to do is some groundwork to further refine the target. We're doing soils. We're doing more geologic traverses, rock chip sampling, and so forth to evaluate that target. But I would say it'll likely be drilled next season. Down at C10, because the new Vermilion target is so close to C10 where we do have permit, we're able to drill down there. So they've actually already gone ahead and built a drill pad right there at Vermilion, and it will be tested very shortly in sequence with the rest of the targets that we're evaluating down there. So that one's very exciting because I think we can have instant, confirmation of that target through drilling.
Now, Quentin, what about the other drilling that's ongoing right now? Because the company is really 19,000 meters through a program of a minimum of, I believe, 30,000 meters. And a lot of this drilling is focused in and around the TV Jeff targets, as well as that C10 target. Take us through exactly where the drills are turning right now and what investors should be watching for in terms of near-term news flow.
Absolutely. Look, when we started drilling, we have four rigs, firstly, okay. When we started drilling, we focused around Jeff and area, peripheral targets to Jeff. That completed around early to mid-August. Then they stepped over to TV. Again, they hit that very hard. That is now near completion. I think they're finishing up the last few holes at TV. The remainder of the season, there will be two rigs come off of that TV area and test sulfide targets that we have in between Jeff and TV, as well as along strike. So the remainder of the program will effectively test new targets that we think are sulfide bodies along strike. But we also have a couple rigs now operational down at C10. We talk about the visuals in the core from C10 in the news release. We have same mudstone and dacite host rocks in Sockwerk sulfide mineralization at C10 that we see at TV Jeff. Now that's remarkable, okay, because we can see the continuity, the stratigraphy, looking at our SkyTEM data, it's clear as a bell that we're dealing with the same rocks down at C10 as we are at TV Jeff, but we're now seeing mineralization in the core that looks identical to what's at TV Jeff, right? So I think C10 is going to produce some good numbers. But then we're also going to test those new targets, Vermilion, like I just mentioned, as a new sulfide target, Spearhead, also nearby, will be tested. Lots of drilling left to do. I would say the program will probably go into the third or fourth week of October. That's usually when the season ends. But they're giving their heck up there.
Well, as you continue to drill like heck up until October, maybe even a little longer, hopefully, if weather permits, is the plan, Quentin, to group these together into some sort of a resource update for next year in 2022? Or what are the plans as you move forward? Do you want to have another batch of drilling, another campaign first? Or what is the outlook there for getting it into a resource?
It's a little bit early for us to say about developing a resource, partly because we want to see what some of the drilling that we're about to do in between TB and Jeff and along strike, what that turns up. If we see sulfide mineralization in these areas, we'll call it proximal areas, that would be ideal to include that in a resource. We just don't have enough information there. We in theory could probably come up with a resource for TB and Jeff, but I think right now from what we see, the systems are wide open. They're wide open along strike. They're wide open down dip. Give us a couple of months for data to start coming back, and I think we'll be able to tell you a little better.
So, Quentin, I always get this question when I chat with you, especially on these projects where there are a lot of targets, but do you have any favorite targets here? Are you overly excited about any individual one of these targets as the drilling continues?
I really like the C10 area because of the gold anomalism in the Blegs. That is an absolutely enormous anomaly. It's about 6 kilometers north-south, and multiple drainages are shedding very high-grade gold values. I think there's something big down there. I think it's going to take a little bit of sleuthing. We got some geophysics, and we're using that geophysics to help test. But I think it's going to take a little patience to nail Lance the big one. Down there. I think we're seeing what we like, but it's going to take at least another season, call it a drilling, because they're, we're effectively where TV and Jeff were left off last year here at C10. All right. The one I do think is a direct analog for SK Creek is that New York target up at the north end of the East Anticlinum. I mean, it's just a spitting image. I mean, it's crazy. It looks exactly like SK Creek.
Well, as you move into the balance of the year for the drilling, and what is the treasury the company has to keep exploring, and what were the budget for this program, and will there be some left to kick off the next drill season?
Yeah, look, the budget for this drill program or this entire exploration season is on the order of $14 million. We have seen Warren X. I don't have a full update, actually, on where the Warren exercises stand, but we did see some money, or we've seen some money come in. We had a little over $15 million when we started, so we anticipate having a balance in the bank after the program is done. You know, but we are being aggressive. There's no question. This is a go long or stay home kind of approach. We're testing everything we can, at least, you know, in a practical sense this season, with the goal of expanding TB and Jeff and making multiple new discoveries, which I think we're well on the track to.
All right. Well, Quentin, keep us up to date as this drill program progresses. Any other new targets that come up? And hey, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those answered for you. Quentin, I appreciate your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, guys.